Let's get a very good Tuesday to you. I am Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California. And I would like to reiterate, I understand that some of you, many of you may be uncomfortable with the topic. But my feeling is it's time that we get comfortable being uncomfortable. All right, more on that coming up. But as promised, we are joined right now by the head baseball coach at Vanderbilt. The 2021 season will be his 19th as head coach at Vanderbilt. He led Vanderbilt to a pair of College World Series titles, has led Vanderbilt to 14 straight NCAA tournaments, inducted into the American Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame earlier this year. Of course, I'm speaking of Tim Corbin. Tim, it is so good to have you on. First off, how are you and everybody around you doing during this such very unusual time, Tim?
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate being on again. It's always good hearing your voice. But all is well, I guess, you know, generally speaking, for the most part, like yourselves and like many people that were around in our sports community, you're affected by a lot of different things going on right now and having a lot of conversations. And as you said, that's it's very healthy at this time.
We're talking to Tim Corbin. I'll talk to you, Tim, in a moment about the conversations. But if you were to go back, you won the championship last year, and then you started out this season. You were out here in Southern California for the Southern California College Baseball Classic. Then you went back to Nashville to face Toledo on March 11th. That turned out to be the final game of the season. What do you remember about that time and receiving the news that the season was about to be suspended?
Yeah, it was odd. Just because the week before we came out to L.A., we had a tornado, which was March 2nd, 3rd, right around that date. And, you know, most of East Nashville and Germantown was crushed by that. And then once we get back to L.A. after that, our mode was to try to help the community a little bit while we're playing baseball. And as you mentioned, we finished, I think it was March 11th, and March 12th, our season came to an end. And then 13th, the president declares a state of emergency. So, you know, at that time right there, it's just gathering the troops and being able to put perspective and shape the situation for them, because it's a national health issue. And at that point right there, our season no longer mattered. You know, it was bigger than us, and everyone was losing something. So, you know, I had just had to, what I felt was, gear the kids with next step. Now it's time to act professionally, and they're trained to be mature and make good decisions. And in times of uncertainty, then we want to act with certainty and confidence. So just to explain to our situation, what we were going to lose, and they just had the responsibility to move forward, take care of themselves so they could keep others healthy around them. And that was kind of our function at that time.
What a great message. Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin is joining us. You know, Tim, I've so enjoyed our conversations in the past about your approach to leadership and developing a program. So how have you gone about staying in touch with your players and continuing to develop and build that chemistry during this challenging time?
Right. Well, when you're running a program right now, you're doing it in isolation for the most part. You know, once we left one another in March, 15th or 16th, and no longer seeing the players and no longer seeing the staff. So there's a lot of communication with calls, and that's been healthy for certain. I think the frustrating part of the communication, though, is the mystery of what's going on and how we can help them, because there's not a lot of clear messages right now. They're ambiguous, and we will get back. We'll go to school again. We feel like we're going to be in the midst of playing athletics again. But, you know, at the same time, we're just trying to gear them to make sure that mentally and physically they're keeping their health. And I say mental because the mental part of this is just as important as the physical. So just trying to help them in any regard, and certainly navigating the next week and communicating a lot of issues with them that way too. But I just think communication is the best thing, and we all look forward to the time we have human interaction again, whatever that may look like, but we're craving that right now.
Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin joining us once again. You know, Tim, when we talk about the program, it's so easy to focus on guys like David Price, Sonny Gray, and the list goes on. But The Athletic recently did a piece on all of your former players who have gone on to have successful careers in various parts of front offices and coaching in major league organizations, as well as coaching in college. How much pride then is there for you when you see all that?
There's a tremendous amount, because I think that has all, it's the reason you come to college. It's the reason that you educate yourself, because at some point in time, your window of opportunity playing the game that you enjoy is going to be gone, and you can't lose your identity over this. And I think, you know, going back to, which is close to you, January 26th, I think the loss of Kobe was so devastating because of what it did, his impact of his death from a national perspective. He was basically modeling the behaviors of what a professional athlete looks like when he takes off his, in his case, his Superman cape and transitions to fatherhood and parenthood. And essentially what you're doing at that point is you're releasing your own personal needs and focusing on others. And in this case, it was his children, his wife, but, you know, the amateur female basketball community while being there for others. And I just thought his loss, it was devastating so many different ways, because he was, the strength of what he was doing was he was using other skill sets to empower young females in the sport of basketball and just showing how to integrate himself with the regular Joes in life and wasn't insulating himself. He was integrating with the masses. I mean, you look at the helicopter and everyone in that helicopter were just regular Joes like me, and then showing other athletes that you don't have to lose your identity and your self-esteem when your sport is finished. Instead, use your skill sets and apply them to others. And he was using his education. And I know he didn't go to college, but yet everyone knows, you know, his travel experiences because of his dad and living in other countries and speaking other languages and being well-read. I just thought he was modeling things that other athletes needed to see. And that's, you know, inside of this program, that's what we try to model for these kids. Because once it's over and once they're 35 and 36 and 37, you don't want to get lost in just baseball. There's someone else. And playing in sport in college or professionally does not arm you with tools to solve challenges, but using sport to gain an education and develop your brain and your mental faculties does. And that's what Kobe did.
Tim Corbin is the head baseball coach at Vanderbilt. Tim, today is the fourth anniversary of the passing of Donnie Everett. You and I have talked about him in the past. But for those who do not know, how would you describe Donnie as a person?
Fun. I mean, he was big. You know, he's 6'2", 6'3", about 230 pounds. The skills, you know, from a pitching standpoint, the last pitch he threw was at the SEC tournament and was 101 miles an hour, and that was as a freshman. But I think the thing about him was just the comfort you got being around him. He showed his teeth a lot. He was a smiler. And because of that, he just attracted other people to him to the point where, you know, he was in the center of everything. If the kids were going out, he was going out with them. If there was fun in the locker room, he was in the middle of it. And I think when you look at players that you're with and people that you're around and people that you work with inside your studio, it's those moments right there. It's your ability to grow close to them because of your affection and their humor. And he had a tremendous personality, and he's the best reflection of his mom and dad. And that one will linger forever. That wound is still deep.
We're talking to Tim Corbin. Tim, shortly after his passing, James Franklin joined you and the team for a road series in Fayetteville, Arkansas. What did it mean to you to have him there with you at that time?
Oh, tremendous amount. I think, you know, my wife called James and just said, I think Tim needs you right now. And, you know, we've always been there for one another. You know, even when he was going through his tough time here at, you know, Vanderbilt with the rape case and the residual that came after that, and we were with him, he and Fumi's wife. So I think there's reciprocal care for one another. I mean, he cares about what I'm doing. I care about what he's doing, much beyond, you know, the level of play and what we're doing on the fields. And we've got that relationship. But it was great. It was great for the kids. It was great for me, certainly, selfishly, to have another male influence that can somehow understand what you're going through. And, you know, when you're sitting in this chair, it's not always easy, because not always everyone understands what you're going through, with the exception of the person that you sleep with. So it's not easy, and I'm just glad that he was around at that time.
you know, Tim, I think about the relationship you have with him, and then I think about the relationships you have with some of the others, other coaches. Like, for instance, Jerry Stackhouse and I have talked about how he wants to learn from you. Notre Dame defensive coordinator Clark Lee talks about what you've meant to him. There are so many other coaches who say the same thing. So what's it mean to you to be in that position and know that you have impacted so many other coaches in other sports the way you have?
It's just great to have those types of relationships because of my ability to teach at the college level. And I don't take any of it for granted. I mean, I see everyone as just regular humans. The fact that they're carrying a position or a role is one thing, but the fact that you can learn from them and want to learn from them, and whether it's those two you mentioned, whether it's Brad Stevens or Chip Kelly or any of those guys, I enjoy the relationship of just learning, because in my mind, before they're coaches, they're teachers. And I've always been drawn to teachers, and I've always been drawn to older teachers that impacted my life and certainly have impacted my life in the last 20 to 30 years. And when you can be around people like that, that really, really want to learn and are very curious about what's going on, then it has tremendous impact. But I'm just grateful for those relationships.
Tim Corbin, my guest. Tim, one last thought. Jensen Lewis said that when you first arrived, I want to read you a quote. He just walked in, and it wasn't, "Hi, I'm Tim Corbin." It was, "I need all of you to take the batteries out of your cell phones or turn them off." We all looked at each other like, are we in the right place? What's going on here? It was captivating from that moment. It was not going to be anything we had ever experienced before, end quote. So what do you remember about that first meeting with the team, and what were you looking to convey to them?
I was just looking to convey attention more than anything else, and not in a militaristic way, but just to give them a belief system of what this program could possibly look like. And I was just trying to blend my personality into theirs more than anything else. And I think I've learned how to do that by being a step-parent, because when I came into Maggie's life with the two girls, that's what I was doing. So I felt like I could use my personal experience to do that as a teacher and coach. But at the same time, I wanted their attention. I wanted them to be centered. It's centered on something that I wanted them to be passionate about, not because of me, but because of what they were doing for one another. And I realize it may have been a little bit different than what they were exposed to before. And I wasn't trying to change any culture. I was just trying to come in and use my personality with theirs and formulate the energies to move forward. And that was a good first step, because we gained a lot of energy in that first year. And, you know, from that point forward, it just took years and years of knocking on a door before we felt like we developed some consistency and some type of success. But the success we see isn't always on the scoreboard. It's based around a lot of these relationships and conversations that we have with these kids, and much like Jensen, who, you know, is still we're very fond of.
Well, to me, that's the right conversation at the right time. He is the head baseball coach at Vanderbilt. The 2021 season will be his 19th as head baseball coach there, and he was inducted into the American Baseball Coaches Association Hall of Fame earlier this year. My guest, Tim Corbin. Tim, I appreciate you so much, and it's great to have you back on. I always look forward to that. I always learn something from it, and it's great to have you, Tim.
You're nice to say that. Thank you very much, Jim. You be careful.
You be careful. You stay safe. Great talking to you, Tim. Much respect. Whenever I talk to Tim Corbin, I'm always struck by his approach and the way he has an ability to connect, an ability to communicate, and an ability to lead. Like, I consider him one of the great leaders in any sport on any level. I would put his ability to communicate, motivate, teach, and lead with any coach in any sport on any level. I always enjoy that conversation so much.